New report has found Australian non-profit organisations are vulnerable to being involved in money laundering and terrorism financing. With charities bringing in more than $134 billion each year, Australia's financial watchdog warns any terrorism financing in the sector could have major consequences. But it's found few proven instances of the crimes. The report comes after AUSTRAC accused the Commonwealth Bank of almost 54,000 breaches of anti-money laundering regulations. David Cody reports.
Non-profit organisations do a lot of good in the world, but AUSTRAC, the Financial Intelligence and Regulatory Agency's warning, they remain vulnerable to exploitation. In the 4 years to 2016, there were 28 reports of suspected terrorism financing worth $5.6 million. Michael Suka is the Assistant Minister to the Treasurer.
Ultimately, what the research found is that a very, very minute amount of money displays suspicious activities. So that's $5.6 million out of $134 billion. So it's very small.
There are also suspicions of money laundering in the sector. About 250 reports had a value of almost $58 million.
The overall risk for money laundering and the overall risk for terrorism financing is at medium. So we certainly have more work that we need to do, and this report outlines some of the things that we can do to assist organisations to ensure that they aren't inadvertently caught up in the net.
Susan Pascoe is the Commissioner of the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission, the ACNC.
I do agree that even one instance of a charity either being unwittingly misused for terrorism financing or itself being a front for money laundering or comparable misuse is one too many.
Susan Pascoe explains the ACNC works with AUSTRAC to look for unusual money transfers.
Perhaps they've been repetitive in nature, they've happened at particular intervals, and then when you've looked at the recipients of the funding and investigated, they have been found to be either actually or potentially financing listed organisations.
The organisations at risk of terrorism financing abuse are more likely to be small, based mainly in New South Wales, and relatively newly established. The ACNC's legal framework will be reviewed later this year, and Commissioner Susan Pascoe is predicting change.
One thing that is likely to change is the secrecy provisions under which we operate. So, for example, if we investigate an allegation of wrongdoing in a charity and we take action, we are unable to communicate even to the complainant, but certainly to the Australian community, what we have done. And so we lose that educative and deterrent effect.
The Commission has revoked the charitable status of 47 organisations since it was set up in 2012.
David Cody reporting.